a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's Friday night. How are you? We have made it successfully to the weekend. And I'm glad you're here with us tonight and for yet another edition of the program. Tonight it is the Young Guns Roundtable. And Manny, I've got somebody, a bunch of people here. Somebody turn your stuff off. Because I'm hearing echo.
All right.
We've got Leah Rogers with Live Free or Die Radio and RogueGovernment.com on with us. Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org on with us tonight. That was kind of strange hearing all that echo in my voice. it's like weird. Funky. But we'll get that sorted out at the break. We're going to go through the news tonight, talk about a lot of things. We'll probably start off talking about Ron Paul a bit and then dive off into some other subjects. And this is always a great show. So phone the neighbors, wake up the dogs. We're here, and we'll be getting after it here in a couple minutes. Monday night on the program, we should have Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org. We'll talk a little bit more about what went on in Iowa and New Hampshire. I know there's a lot of work going on. I know Jim Condit Jr. And his folks have been talking with her, and I think they're kind of working together trying to figure a lot of this stuff out, exactly what happened there. And I know that there's a recount underway, both for the Republican and Democratic votes. A Republican by the name of Howard, I think his name Albert Howard or Robert Howard or something like that, was on the ballot in New Hampshire, and he filed for a recount. And Dennis Kucinich on the Democratic side has filed for a recount as well. I wish Ron Paul had, because I think this is a quintessential issue in all of this. And we'll get into this during the program tonight. We'll talk a little bit about the debate. Last night, there's one particular clip I'm going to play again tonight. I played earlier today. But I think it is the most important clip of the entire debate. And we'll have that for you tonight, hopefully if it'll load up and play. That and oh so much more. Chat rooms are open at republicbroadcasting.org. And MidnightRiderShow.com. Good groups already lining up in both of them. And we'll do Mouseketeer roll call here, too, right after the break. And we'll get it up and running and going. And I'm looking forward to it. It's always a good show. If you've got comments or suggestions, and I have been getting lots of email this week, more so than normal. And most of it has been about Ron Paul and the situation with the campaign, where it stands, and that type of thing. So I'd love to hear from you. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. So feel free to drop me a note. Any comments, suggestions, feedback about the program, anything you want to talk about, I'm happy to chat with you. So drop me a note. Back in a minute with more tonight on the Young Guns Roundtable. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
There's a problem with every sign, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground.
In the RBN chat room of RepublicBroadcasting.org, a dandy fine group of chatters assembled tonight. Alan, Antipodes, Classic Yeser. Okay. I may be bungling the names. Some of these people come up with different names, and I ain't right, Brat, and sometimes I miss some of this stuff. Exibouche, Fresh, Grump, Kung Fu Instructor, that one was easy. Knight Rider, Reality Incorporated, Rogue Dolphin, Steven Vista, Suzette, Ulick, I guess, and Wolf. I don't know. In the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Avery Jane, Ambi, cousin of Bambi, but just not without the B. Chowd of Time, CKM6205, Doug, Fates Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, Mac Daddy, Josh, K Bowser, Chris Lee, Low Tech, Lord Carpenter, or Car Painter, I don't know. He's known as the King of the Krylon. We've got Manny, Michael, Mike CTW, Not Mike, One Shot, Ratch, Rob, Sidetracked, the 00 Viper, Troy from West Virginia is in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. And Zombie Bill Hicks. I guess it's Goat Talk Night in there. I don't know. We'll see. It's the Midnight Rider edition of the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. Joining us and assembled here, ready to roll, a fine staff of the finest writers and news hounds and talk show hosts, for that matter, assembled on the internet that are heard nightly. First off is Lee Rogers. You hear him every weeknight here on RBN from 9 to 10 p.m. Central. Live Free or Die Radio. He's got a website that's great you need to go to, is roguegovernment.com. And then we've got Doug Owen with blacklistednews.com. Michael Vail with thought-criminal.org. These are huge websites on the net. Some of them get as much traffic as Hannity does. Shows, and now you know why Hannity was running from the Ron Paul supporters. Probably afraid that Lee and Doug were in the group. And Lee could have been there. He would have been directing the snowballs, I'm sure. Probably had a snowball cannon with him up there. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Doug, you? Hello, Doug.
Oh, I'm doing awesome. Sorry there. I had the mute button going.
Doug, what's your thought about geopolitics? Michael, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Glad to be on the program.
I'm glad you guys are here. Let's jump off into this. Ron Paul, we'll start with the New Hampshire primary, the Iowa primary. Probably not the showings that we wanted to see from Ron Paul. But I guess, you know, if you take a positive out of both of those, the fact that they beat candidates that have been at one point in time considered front runners, I think that's probably a pretty big deal, and that's probably one of the things that's kept the Paul campaign viable up to this point. Lee, you want to start? We'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've gone on this quite a bit on my show, but the Ron Paul campaign, I thought he was going to do a lot better, but clearly there's some questions with the whole electoral process here in New Hampshire, and I know you're going to have Bev Harris on Monday, so I'm sure you guys are going to be talking about that. But clearly, there's a number of questions with these electronic voting machines. I mean, I just can't trust these elections until we figure out what's going on here. Because 80% of New Hampshire, I mean, these votes were cast with these machines. And, you know, I put my ballot in these machines, and it gets eaten in there. And, you know, I don't have a receipt for it for my vote. So, I mean, who knows what they're doing behind the scenes with these machines. Nobody knows how they work. So, you know, I think there's a lot of questions with the election process. That's the first thing. Because I honestly thought I was going to do a lot better, but, you know, coming to fifth place in both states, regardless of the rigged electronic voting machines and whatnot, it could have been far worse. So we'll have to see what happens from here. But clearly, I think Ron Paul should have done a lot better in both states.
Yeah, I agree. Michael, with it, these voting machines, it appears that in areas where the ballots were hand-counted, both Ron Paul and Barack Obama on the Democratic side fared much better than in the areas where these die bowl machines were used. And I certainly find that to be of interest, and the percentages are striking because on the Democratic side, that's the difference between Hillary being first and second, and on the Republican side, that's the difference between Ron Paul being fifth or third.
Absolutely. The thing about the die bowl, yes, that's Sequoia voting machines, is that I mean, they are far from being secure as far as being a reliable source to tally the votes of the American people. I mean, you can put a Wi-Fi card in there, for God's sakes, and change the vote, you know, from your car outside. I mean, that's how bad it is. But the fact is these companies have a lot of pull with the Democratic and Republican parties, so they will continue to be a part of the system. And it's not like the old days where you could force someone to vote your way. Now you don't have to do that. You can change the votes right after the polls end.
Yeah. And you know, in Bev Harris in her documentary, where she sat down with it was Howard Dean. They sat down and literally changed the outcome of a mock election. Right there, just basically accessing the database through Excel and changing whatever they want to change. When I saw that, I thought, oh my gosh, anybody can do this. I mean, you don't have to be even mildly computer literate to pop open an Excel file and change it. I mean, you know, it's not rocket science.
The memory card that Diebold particularly uses, you can put an executable on there and it'll run automatically, flip the votes, you know, 49-51.
Wow.
So you could basically put a program on there that would go through and examine the votes as they come through, and then where, say, for instance, you wanted to put you've got Bubba and Joe running, and you're wanting Bubba to be the winner. So every two vote that comes through for Joe, Joe might get one, but Bubba gets one of those that second vote.
Exactly.
In addition to all of his, yeah.
And they'll never ever reveal the source code, because once that happens, the game is up.
Well, yeah, because there'll be a safer open source version of it in about 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
It'll be free, and it won't be hackable. That's because you and I both know, as people being fond of the open source community, once that source code became available, there are people out there that make sure that the software would be secure and safe.
Examining every piece of the source code, you know, looking for bugs, backdoors, anything, and you've got millions of people doing that, and that's the reason why they really got upset when Bev Havers got a part of their source code.
Yeah, well, she actually got to look at a whole machine. Somebody brought one to her house, it was in her documentary where they had somebody take the machine home overnight and then take it to the polling place.
Also,
that's just rife. That just opens right there an opportunity for somebody to change out a memory card, anything.
Also, she found on Diebold's website, not website, but FTP site, they had forgot to secure that particular directory, and they had some of the source code on the website, and then they tried to sue her. But that didn't go so well.
Yeah. Doug, do you think Ron Paul should have asked for the recount himself, or do you think the way that it's going now, where this other Republican who on the ballot has called for the recount, does it work this way, or do you think Ron Paul should have addressed the issue in public?
Well, sure. I think he should have addressed the issue because, number one, he's got the money, and number two, if he can't stand up for voting, making sure that the voting systems are legitimate, and at least bringing this to the attention of the American people and bringing it to the forefront, because definitely looks like at least there was some discrepancies in a few counties, then, what good is the message that he's putting out there for freedom and liberty? I mean, we can't have freedom or liberty if we don't have a legitimate voting system. And for that matter, it's really ridiculous that these Diebold machines, the same company that makes almost every ATM that we use here in the United States, cannot produce a receipt. I mean, you can get into the cheesy code that they use in these very flimsy EEPROMs that are, like Mike said, you can just write executable files over them and actually manage them through Excel to create and move and change the vote. The fact of the matter is, if they actually just printed a receipt that the person could have and to give to an exit poll, or just a couple of receipts, one for you, one in case there's a recount, and one for an exit poller. I mean, it would solve the whole problem. It would make it transparent, but that's not the idea.
No, because I don't think a lot of people realize how small a lot of this electronics and stuff really is. And really, if you had a computer, you could take and really squeeze it in probably a quarter into the quarter of the size it is now. Most towers, stand up and you open the sides of them, there's lots of room in them, and that's for airflow and everything. But really, when you break it down, and if you had a motherboard that didn't need sound card, video card, all that kind of stuff, you could basically put an entire computer with hard drive, CD-ROM, and everything in a shoebox.
Oh, yeah, Mike. I mean, everything's getting smaller. What's kind of funny is, these memory sticks, these USB memory sticks? I remember just a few years ago, you had these 256 meg memory sticks. They cost a ton of money. And now you can get these little small memory sticks that store 2 gigs worth of data. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast this is all progressing.
Yeah, I got a Christmas gift a few years ago. It was 128 meg USB little memory stick, and at that point in time, they were hundreds of dollars to get. I mean, it was incredible the price. But Lee, real quickly here, what are your thoughts? Do you think Ron Paul should have stood up and said something about the vote fraud?
Well, he kind of did. He issued this thing on his website saying that vote fraud isn't beyond these people. So we did kind of recognize it, but he didn't come out and say, oh, there's all sorts of questions about the vote and everything else. But at this point, I don't even think he needs to have to challenge it because like you said earlier, we have this Albert Howard guy. I mean, this guy's a 9/11 truther. This guy's basically a patriot. He wants to abolish the Federal Reserve. I saw this guy on the Meyer Candidates Forum on C-SPAN.
Hold it right there, Lee. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk some more on the other side.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Casting Network. Glad you're with us tonight on this Friday night. It's the Young Guns Roundtable. We're joined with Lee Rogers of LiveFreer.radio and RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. Lee, we were talking about Albert Howard as we came up to the break. Go ahead and pick up your thought about him.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I saw this guy on C-SPAN before this whole thing with the countering the votes came to be. And I saw this guy in the minor candidates forum where you had all of these candidates. I mean, in the New Hampshire primary, you just had to pay $1,000 and you get put on the primary ballot, and he was one of them. And he was talking about how 9/11 was an inside job. He was talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve, establishing an honest monetary system. I mean, he sounded just like us. this guy. And I didn't hear his whole thing, but he's definitely a Patriot. There's no question about it. So at this point, you know, I think the way the recount process is going, and it has been confirmed by the Secretary of State, they just issued a press release that we are going to have one. The way I think it's going right now, I think it's good overall, because Ron Paul doesn't necessarily have to stick his neck out and say, oh, yeah, I want to do a recount, because the media right now, Dennis Kucinich is doing it for the Democrat side, and Bill O'Reilly did a segment essentially calling him a pinhead in his pinhead versus Patriot segment. So overall, I think the way it's playing out is actually more to the benefit of Dr. Paul's campaign by having this Albert Howard guy go out there and request a recount.
You know, Doug, and this is the thing that amazes me, and I talked about this on my afternoon show today, how being a pinhead, asking for your vote to be counted, to make sure it was counted right, that's considered by a guy like Bill O'Reilly to be pinheaded and unpatriotic. That is absolutely incredible that anybody would say that in my mind. I mean, the person's asking, hey, you know, the system set up in place to make sure that everything was done correctly. Kucinich is willing to put up his money, so why not?
Well, sure, and that's the thing that I think that's kind of divisive, is that we complain about the machines, and I think the machines themselves, the idea of using voting machines is not a bad idea. The problem is it doesn't print a receipt, and it's such a simple fix. And the fact that people like Bill O'Reilly, you know, try to tell us that we're unpatriotic for actually wanting a receipt is just ridiculous. And it just shows, you know, how thick the propaganda is. I mean, Diebold can do this. This is not complicated technology. You know, it would put all of the worries of the American people to rest if it just printed a receipt. Like I said, I mean, just print three tickets out, three receipts, one for you, one for the you know, box for a recount, and one for an exit poller. I mean, it's a solution. But that's the thing. I mean, this is not – they don't want to have this to be transparent to the American people, because they can't skew the vote. I mean, for the most part, I mean, Ron Paul should have got first place in my mind. They might have skewed him and put him into fifth place instead of third place, but we need to look at why he didn't make first place, especially in a state like New Hampshire.
Lee, have you had an opportunity to talk with the fellow residents of your state about maybe who they vote for, the people you come across? Have you been able to ask anybody who they voted for to see if, you know, just in a small sampling, you could tell, get an idea of the flavor of how the voting actually went there?
I haven't really had the opportunity. Obviously, a lot of people I talk with at work, they know where I stand. But a lot of people, they're just reluctant to say who they voted for. And I don't know why that is. It just seems like a lot of people who I work with and whatnot, they're just reluctant to reveal who they support or for whatever reason. But they definitely know how I feel. So, I mean, I've talked to a few people here and there, mostly Ron Paul supporters. I haven't really talked to anybody else who supported other candidates, a few people who supported John McCain and whatnot. So I've had a hard time getting a feel of what's actually going on. But realistically, I saw way more Ron Paul signs than any Rudy Giuliani signs or Mike Huckabee signs. So, you know, I just have a lot of questions about this thing. I think Ron Paul did a lot better. These results are saying that he did. And this recount will hopefully go a long way to determine what actually happened.
Was there any buzz at all from McCain in the state, or does this all seem to be immediate contrived that got him the win there?
I think it's totally manufactured, actually, because, you know, it was really interesting. All the big newspapers in the state, they endorsed McCain just out of the blue. And then, of course, you have him suddenly rising in the polls right before the election. I think the whole thing was contrived. I just don't see how a state like New Hampshire that sent Democrats to Congress in 2006 in the hopes that they would end the war, I don't see how they would vote overwhelmingly for this warmonger who wants us to be in Iraq for 100 years, has actually sung Bomb Bomb Iran, and then on the Democrat side of things, vote for Hillary Clinton, who is just as much of a warmonger as George W. Bush is. So the whole thing just stinks. I just base my suspicions on the fact that the majority of people in this country are against the war, and in New Hampshire we're particularly against the war, and yet these two candidates get the most votes. It doesn't make any sense.
All right, the number to talk with us is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We've got Mike in Idaho talking, or holding. We'll talk to him on the other side of the break Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you.
Friday night edition of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's go straight to the telephone. Mike in Idaho, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Thank you for taking the call.
My pleasure.
I tuned in just to hear y'all discussing should Ron Paul's campaign done, you know, mandate a revote or, excuse me, I meant for a lack of words. It prompted a thought in me.
Okay.
You know, this campaign hasn't been driven like most campaigns that have been driven in the last 20 years. It's not from the top down. And if we're wanting our candidate to save face so he doesn't, you know, appear to be a knee-jerk reactionary or sore loser, I think it's important to remember those votes aren't his. They're ours. And if we want our candidate elected, we demand that our vote be recounted. I think that's a big difference in approach than to have him take ownership of something that isn't his. It's ours.
Well, the only problem, though, is that in New Hampshire, though, their state law requires that the candidate themselves file for the recount and not the voters. I agree with you. In principle, I agree with you. But in New Hampshire, they're required that the candidate do it.
Really?
Otherwise, I think within 30 minutes of the election closing, there'd have been a file for a recount. Because we had I had Jim Condon and Walter Reddy on, Tuesday night, talking about this. And they had immediately seen the discrepancies between the hand-counted ballots and the Diebold-counted ballots, and knew that there was a discrepancy in percentage. And instantly the question is why? Because across an entire state, you would think that the percentages would stay pretty much the same. But in this case, it wasn't. But no, correct me if I'm wrong, Lee, New Hampshire does require that the candidate actually file for the recount.
Yes, I believe that's correct. That's why Dennis Kucinich and this Albert Howard, that's why they had to go to the Secretary of State office and specifically request it.
Wow, is that ubiquitous in all the states?
That I don't know. But I would assume so, because otherwise, the only way there was a recount done in Ohio in 2004 was Michael Bednarik and the Green Party candidate requested the recount. John Kerry refused when it was obvious that Kerry had been robbed in Ohio. So that may be something that's fairly common in all 50 states. But then again, too, Mike, you raise a point. It's our vote. It's not his votes.
That's right.
So why don't we have control of the votes? I think that's something. Lee, I think that's a huge question.
Well, I think if I can add to that real quick, I think just as the media coverage in this area for Ron Paul is starting to pick up, simply because there's a few of us around that are touting his name and doing things in our community to draw attraction to him. The same principle can be applied. Any elected official is going to, especially with them now sticking their finger in the wind and figuring out which way it's blowing, if we get up and we just simply demand honesty in voting, and the people, the power always resides in the people, and if we make the noise, it's not incumbent upon Ron Paul's campaign to force that. It would be them reacting to their support base, which
right.
makes a huge difference in approach. I just wanted to throw that out before we went to Lee.
Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Well, yeah, I'm reading this press release from the Secretary of State, and it basically says, any person for whom a vote was cast for any nomination of any party at a state or presidential primary may apply for a recount. So that's just the New Hampshire law. And, I mean, you can agree with it or disagree with it, but unfortunately that's what we're dealing with. So, that's why we had to go through this process and have Kucinich challenge the vote as well as Albert Howard. So, there's probably a better way to do it, but, I mean, that's just what we're dealing with here.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll ask Bev Harris this question on Monday night when she's on, because she's certainly going to know the answer to that. Because I don't know if it's that way in all 50 states, but, man, you would sure think that as long as somebody's willing to pony up the cash, that a citizen should be able to inquire the process themselves.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. Have a good
day. Our pleasure. Thank you. Let's go to Texas Farrell. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
This is Farrell. Are you calling for me?
I'm calling for you, sir.
Excellent. Okay. Well, now posted on the internet, YouTube. Someone took a video. You probably heard of it. A video of the results as they were being tallied, and then also whenever the totals had been shifting from one column to another.
Right.
And a bunch of other stuff. Anyway, so I've been spending the last day or so researching this, and if this video is accurate, and then a bunch of the screenshots and stuff that other people have taken are accurate, it looks like Ron Paul took New Hampshire at 38%. McCain was pulled from the bottom of the list and put up in Ron Paul's slot. Actually, they did the shuffleboard with some of the names and the totals. It looks like it was a real simple operation that they did. Thompson, his numbers weren't changed. Most of them near the bottom of the list, they never, their numbers never changed. You know, they weren't swapped around. But even Obama was pulled up from lower down on the list. But if this is even close, you know, what my figuring, and if that video was accurate, and all of the different screenshots that people were taking of the BostonGlobe.com, they had the Democratic and Republican tallies that were they were receiving from the Associated Press posted. If those are all accurate, then it really looks like Ron Paul swept New Hampshire. But
one thing for sure is we'll find out in the recount, provided that there hadn't been any rookie do done with the in the chain of custody regarding how these votes and stuff have been handled. Sure. And Doug, I think that's a big key here too, is who, you know, how many people have handled these votes and these machines since they were used on Tuesday. I think that's a big question.
Right. Well, now, sure. The next elections. Well, we can learn a lot of this. You see, there's a lot of other states, and every state does things slightly different, and we can learn. You see, because these foul critters that we're dealing with, they cannot help but be foul. And every time they do, we're going to collect more evidence against them. They're going to basically make that one more noose, you know, anyway, they're hanging themselves.
Yeah, they sure. Let me get a comment from Doug here, Farrell. Doug, go ahead.
Well, yeah, the problem isn't so much, like I said earlier, the voting machines themselves, and even if we do get a recount, what paper ballots are they going to go back against? You know, what receipts are they going to use? If the machine was hacked at the district, let's say just somebody used a modem line to get in there, and that's how they pull all of the data out of the machine so that they can, you know, feed that to Politico.com, all of these news agencies to keep us up to the minute. If they hacked it from within, then it really doesn't matter if they do a recount, because you're just recounting this Excel file. And anybody's familiar with Excel, it's just a grid. All it is ones and zeros and counts, yes or no, for, you know, whichever candidate. So, you know, even if we do get this recount, and I'm really glad that the Republican decided to do this, you know, we might still get the same results. We're not going to know unless we have a real physical recount of physical, you know, these Scantron cards that they use in the machines. And that's what I hope for. But not all districts even have those Scantrons. So, you know, what kind of physical receipts do they have? Well, that's just what's printed out of the machine. It actually prints out a receipt out of the back of the machine at the end of the night when they right. close that district. So, you know, what are you going to look at? If it was hacked at the district, then we're going to see probably the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, we've got at least two precincts in New Hampshire that just in the hand counted ballot had left of the one in Sutton, and I think there was at least one other that left off votes for Ron Paul. So it might also stand to reason too that we've got other missing, you know, hand ballots as well in New Hampshire. I mean, it almost sounds to me, Michael, that the vote might have been fixed from the get-go, and each person had their own little part to play, and it looks like Romney got some support through this. Giuliani was kept from absolute disaster, and McCain got to walk away with a primary win and seven delegates.
Well, it does seem like McCain seems to be their boy, their fair-haired boy, and you know, he's the one really they're trying to push. Although it's a sort of battle between him and Huckabee. But the fact is that at least they're trying to do something about this, and like the previous caller said, you know, it is our vote, we the people, and we deem it to be patriotic to vote in a real election and to elect the people that we desire to have the same values as we do. So I just don't know what it's going to take. You know, if they do prove voter fraud, you know, how is the news going to spin it? And will they prove it at all?
Yeah.
Now, well, Farrell, anything else you'd like to add?
Okay, well, just one other quick little thing is on these next elections, if they're publishing the numbers and they post them on the Internet, it is very easy to save web pages after web pages. If you set up a bunch of directories that are are marked at a different time, and then at that time, you just simply save the web page to that directory. You know, you can find it right up there under File, atop left of, you know, Internet Explorer. Some of the computer guys out there know what I'm talking about. But anyway, we can do this. And shoot, you know, don't fret over these guys. They can't help themselves. They're hanging themselves. And Ron Paul's still in the battle, even with the fraud and stuff, if that's really what it is. Anyway, hey, I've got other things to do. Thank you very much. God bless you guys.
All right, Farrell, thank you. You know, one suggestion I had seen on the Internet here today, Michael, was that people actually, as they're voting, use their cell phone cameras to record what they've done in the ballot box. And if there appears to be any irregularities in their town, then you get the cell phone, you send the camera video up to the web, and then you, for your precinct, you have all these camera videos that can pull this information down.
That is an excellent idea. You know, if they can get some real-time video or such, especially people working at the polls, I think that's great, because the fact is that, you know, you can look back at that video as a record to see if there's any funny business going on, you know, in the votes, because those machines, I mean, all of them are so easy to hack, you know, that a monkey has done it before. So, you know, I you know, people should be watching the polls, volunteering at these polls to make sure there's nothing going on. And you just have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, I agree there. And Lee, you know, I know in New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton's had some attorneys of hers kick out the some of these poll watchers that were Barack Obama's and both Ron Paul's, because they didn't have certain letters that they needed from the state to be there. I think that's another thing that maybe hopefully a lesson learned by the Paul campaign, that in these future primaries that we have, if there's any type of requirements for a poll watcher, those requirements get met, so these people can actually sit and see what and be there as these things are being tallied, and as people are coming in and voting, and they can actually have the ability to go through and mark off their list of people who had committed to vote, so they know who to call and who to deal with, and, you know, say, hey, we need you to get out and vote. The Ron Paul people tried to do that, but evidently there was a mix-up with the campaign, and they couldn't provide them with alphabetical lists, so these people were having a devil of a time trying to do that. But I think, you know, making sure that they have the appropriate credentials to be a poll watcher, I think that's going to be a key thing as well.
Well, what's kind of strange is that the Ron Paul and the Barack Obama poll watchers were kicked out, and they're the two most likely victims of any fraud that took place in this election. That just seems like just too much of a coincidence, if you ask me. So, I mean, I don't know if there's anything nefarious behind it, but, I mean, I'm sure they could have gotten our poll watchers out on technicalities as well if they really dug deep enough. So the whole thing just stinks. I just don't understand. Like I was saying before, you know, I mean, regardless of the votes not being cast in that one town, the electronic voting machines and everything else, if you just look at it from a common sense perspective, the vast majority of this country is against the war, yet in New Hampshire they voted for two of the most hawkish candidates on both sides of the fence. That alone just does not make any sense, and there definitely needs to be a recount. And hopefully nothing weird is going to happen to these ballots. I mean, what's probably going to happen is we're going to see all this weird stuff take place when they're about to do the recount. Like, you might find ballots in a dumpster or something, like they did in Ohio. So this is going to be a very interesting process, and we'll have to see how it all unfolds.
Our worst-case scenario, a fire. oh, shoot, I probably gave somebody an idea. I didn't mean to. Oops. That was an inside word. Inside word, stay in. Outside word, stay out. That was an inside word that got out. You know, this stuff is just, you know, incredible. And it just makes this whole thing even more difficult and an even bigger mountain to climb, because now you not only have to worry about this, and we knew about vote fraud all, you know, in the first place, but to see that it is this rampant and the possibility that it existed as well in Iowa in some locations, it looks like that, you know, that we're looking for an entire primary season, Doug, of this, you know, possibly being the case, and something that we're really going to have to fight, and the people in the grassroots are going to have to make themselves available to be the bird dog on.
Well, sure, and that's the thing that you know, people need to get all the information they can on their current on the state they live in and the rules and regulations, because we saw a lot of poll workers getting kicked out of New Hampshire for not having the proper credentials to be poll watchers in the state, and so it's really up to us. I think the caller made a great point that this is our revolution. These are our votes, and we have to ensure them. I mean, you know, sure, I'd like to see Ron Paul come out there and bring some more attention to this problem, because it plagues our voting system and freedom in general. But, you know, nobody's going to do it for us but ourselves. So we really need to get out there and get active in these meetup groups. And look into the legislation, because if you're not trying to become a delegate, if you are not working with the meetup groups, then you know, come vote time, you know, you might be getting kicked out. So I mean, we have to do the legwork to figure out exactly what you have to do. And there's just so many oddball state laws out there, you know, that you know, vary from state to state. We need to get organized and get on top of this game, because it's our vote and we have to ensure that we get it in the hands of the people again.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, going to grab a break here. Phones are loading up. The number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We got John, Tom, Brent, and Craig all lined up and ready to go. We'll talk with them around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Lines are loading up. We've got more phone calls about this subject regarding Ron Paul this week, and then you can shake a stick at John in Texas. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the program. You're on.
I don't know how these systems are configured. I know a little bit about some telecommunication systems and how they work. But anyway, it would seem to me that, I don't know if they have this thing, this machine, this computer, parked in a back room somewhere, and then they have terminals that the voters go to, or if the machine itself is right out there and the voters go to the machine. I wouldn't think that would be the case, but anyway, the thing that has to exist on these voting machines is accountability or traceability and transparency. And in the form of security, if they can't provide these three virtues, accountability, traceability, and transparency, then it would just seem basically these machines are just not right for what needs to be done, and it shouldn't be used. There should be a video camera. First off, the machine should be operating in a standalone survivability mode so that it is not connected to the internet and not subject to being hacked by anybody. It shouldn't be connected to a terminal that anyone can access. It should be in a standalone survival mode doing its thing until the voting is over with. And then those tallies should be tallied, and then, and only then, it hooked up to the internet where information can be downloaded from the polls to the precinct level.
Yeah, to my knowledge, I don't know that they're uploaded to the internet at all. We talked about earlier.
You're talking about hackers. You're either going to have to physically be there and hack the machine physically, mechanically, or you're going to have to do it electronically through a terminal or through the internet.
Well, no, not necessarily. You could do it. You could do it using a wireless card, and if you want, you would essentially. I guess you could call it the internet, but you'd be doing it wirelessly. I mean, you wouldn't be on the internet per se. Michael, correct me if I'm wrong here, but essentially these machines are for the most part, are like in standalone mode, I think.
They shielded from EMF?
Basically, what you have is on some of the diabolics, you can have a PCMI slot that you can put a Wi-Fi system in. Some of them do have that. But the fact is it wouldn't really be on the internet. It would just be local LAN to access the machine itself.
Okay. And while people are voting, is that disabled?
I don't know. That's a question I don't have an answer to.
If they are, they can also have the EPROMs pre-programmed to offset for certain candidates. You know, that can come straight from the actual EPROM itself on the board to have an algorithm to count down and say, okay, we'll take 15% away from candidate A, which is Ron Paul, or et cetera. So, I mean, it's not so much, I think, that we have to secure it from the internet, because I think it's great that it, you know, can shoot it out and actually give us up-to-date polls, I mean, or up-to-date counts. But the fact of the matter is that there is no physical receipt for you, the voter. And that's where I think, you know, it's a great idea to use your cell phone camera, but you're not going to get every person out there that votes to take a picture with a cell phone camera. I mean, it's a great idea, and it would definitely give us a good idea, but I don't think any better an idea of exit polling. And for that matter, even if we did have a thousand cell phone pictures, the mainstream media isn't going to take us seriously. I think that, and I'll say this again, the only way that they can really secure